As a young boy, I loved fresh, ripe peaches. To this day, the idea of biting into a juicy, ripe peach with its tangy flavor makes my mouth water. When fully matured peaches are picked, they last 2 to 4 days before they spoil. I have fond memories of joining with my mother and my siblings in our kitchen as we would preserve harvested peaches for the coming winter by sealing them in bottles. If we preserve the peaches correctly, this delicious fruit would last several years, not just 2 to 4 days. For peaches, if properly prepared and heated, the fruit is preserved until the seal is broken. Christ directed us to go and bring forth fruit that your fruit should remain. But he wasn't speaking about peaches. He was talking about God's blessings to his children. If we make and keep covenants with God, the blessings associated with our covenants can extend beyond this life and be sealed upon us or preserved forever, becoming fruit that remains for all eternity. The Holy Ghost, in his divine role as the Holy Spirit of promise, will seal each ordinance upon those who are faithful to their covenants, so that they will be valid after mortality. Having the Holy Ghost seal our ordinances is essential if we want to have the promised blessings for all eternity, becoming fruit that remains. This is particularly important if we want to be exalted. As President Nelson has taught, quote, "We should begin with the end in mind. Surely for each of us, the end we would most like to achieve is to live forever with our families in an exalted state where we will be in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ." End of quote. President Nelson has also said, "Celestial marriage is a pivotal part of preparation for eternal life. It requires one to be married in the right, married to the right person in the right place by the right authority, and to obey that sacred covenant faithfully. Then one may be assured of exaltation in the celestial kingdom of God." What are the blessings of exaltation? They include dwelling in God's presence for eternity together as husband and wife, inheriting thrones, kingdoms, principalities, and powers, and a continuation of the seeds forever and ever, receiving all that God the Father has. The Lord revealed through Joseph Smith, in the celestial glory, there are 3 heavens or degrees. And in order to obtain the highest, a man must enter into this order of the priesthood, meaning the new and everlasting covenant of marriage. And if he does not, he cannot obtain it. He may enter into the other, but that is the end of his kingdom. He cannot have an increase. We learn here that one can be in the celestial kingdom or dwell in the presence of God and be single. But to be exalted in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom, one must enter into marriage by the proper authority and then be true to the covenants made in that marriage. As we are faithful to these covenants, the Holy Spirit of promise can seal our marriage covenant. Such sealed blessings become fruit that remains. What is required to faithfully keep the new and everlasting covenant of marriage? President Russell M. Nelson has taught that there are 2 types of bonds when we enter into this eternal marriage covenant: a lateral bond between husband and wife, and a vertical bond with God. To have the blessings of exaltation sealed upon us and remain after this life, we must be true to both the lateral and the vertical bonds of the covenant. To keep the lateral bond with your spouse, God has counseled us to love your wife or husband with all your heart and cleave unto her or him and none else. For those who are married, to cleave unto her or him and none else means you counsel together in love. You love and care for each other. You prioritize time with your spouse over outside interests, and you call upon God to help you overcome your weaknesses. It also means there is no emotional intimacy or sexual relations of any kind outside of your marriage, including flirting or dating, and there is no pornography which engenders lust. To keep the lateral bond in the covenant, each partner must desire to be in the marriage. President Dallin H. Oaks recently taught, "We also know that He, God, will force no one into a sealing relationship against his or her will." The blessings of a sealed relationship are assured for all who keep their covenants, but never by forcing a sealed relationship on another person who is unworthy or unwilling. What is the vertical bond referred to by President Nelson? The vertical bond is one we make with God. To keep the vertical bond with God, we are true to the temple covenants we have made regarding the laws of obedience, sacrifice, the gospel, chastity, and consecration. We also covenant with God to receive our eternal companion and to be a righteous spouse and parent. As we keep the vertical bond, we qualify for the blessings of being part of the family of God through the Abrahamic covenant, including the blessings of posterity, the gospel, and the priesthood. These blessings are also the fruit that remains. Well, we hope that all who enter into the new and everlasting covenant remain true and have the blessings sealed upon them for all eternity. Sometimes that ideal seems beyond our reach. Throughout my ministry, I have encountered members who make and keep covenants, but their spouse does not. There are also those who are single, never having the opportunity to marry in mortality. And there are those who are not faithful to their marriage covenants. What happens to individuals in each of these circumstances? If you remain faithful to the covenants you have made when you were endowed, you will receive the personal blessings promised to you in the endowment, even if your spouse has broken his or her covenants or withdrawn from the marriage. If you were sealed and later divorced, and if your sealing is not canceled, the personal blessings of that sealing remain in effect for you if you remain faithful. Sometimes, due to feelings of betrayal and very real hurt, a faithful spouse may want to cancel their sealing with their unfaithful spouse to get as far away as possible from them, both on earth and for eternity. If you are concerned that you will somehow be tied to an unrepentant former spouse, remember, you will not. God will not require anyone to remain in a sealed relationship throughout eternity against his or her will. Heavenly Father will ensure that we will receive every blessing that our desires and choices allow. However, if a cancellation of sealing is desired, agency is respected. Certain procedures can be followed, but this should not be done casually. The First Presidency holds the keys to bind on earth and in heaven. Once a sealing cancellation has been granted by the First Presidency, the blessings related to that sealing are no longer in force. They are canceled both laterally and vertically. It is important to understand that to receive the blessings of exaltation, we must demonstrate that we are willing to enter into and faithfully keep this new and everlasting covenant, either in this life or the next. For those who are single members of the church, please remember that in the Lord's own way and time, no blessing will be withheld from his faithful saints. The Lord will judge and reward each individual according to heartfelt desires as well as deed. If you have not remained faithful to temple covenants, is there hope? Yes! The gospel of Jesus Christ is a gospel of hope. That hope comes through Jesus Christ with sincere repentance and obediently following Christ's teachings. I have seen individuals make grave mistakes, breaking sacred covenants. On a regular basis, I see those who sincerely repent are forgiven and return to the covenant path. If you have broken your temple covenants, I urge you to turn to Jesus Christ, counsel with your bishop, repent, and open your soul to the mighty healing power available because of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, our loving Heavenly Father has given us covenants so that we may have access to all that He has in store for us. These sacred blessings from God are more delicious than any earthly fruit. They can be preserved for us forever, becoming fruit that remains as we are faithful to our covenants. I testify that God has restored the authority to bind on earth so it is bound in heaven. That authority is found in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It is held by the First Presidency and Quorum of the Twelve and is exercised under the direction of President Russell M. Nelson. Those who enter into the new and everlasting covenant of marriage and keep that covenant can become perfected and eventually receive the fullness of the glory of the Father, regardless of circumstances beyond their control. These promised blessings appertaining to our covenants can be sealed upon us by the Holy Spirit of promise and become fruit that remains forever and ever. I so testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.